do so many things in our life. Some calls for sacrifice, some are wrong and some are right. Some things we have to fight, and that's why
temptation is so hard.
Oh, baby, I know
temptation is so hard.
Yeah, oh, yes, it is. We may never intend to do wrong. Oh, with all the things going on, just when you think you're doing all right, something appears in your eyes, and that's why
temptation is so hard.
Oh, baby.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
And we're in.
We're in. That was Temptation is Hard to Fight by George McGregor and the Bronzettes.
That's a theme song here.
The theme song, every time. This is the love show for songs for making out to, or whatever.
Sad boys and happy people.
Sad boys, sad boys with a Z, and happy people with an I at the end of happy.
Sad boys with an S, but okay. One word, very specific spelling.
Yeah. And a colon, open parentheses on either side. Okay. So yeah, tonight we're just gonna play a bunch of songs that are about love or mention love or are vaguely to do with love, and this is This is called Everything Disappears When You Come Around by Of Montreal. Let's get it.
When you come around, everything else disappears. My ears disappear. When you come around, everything else vanishes. Disappears when you come around, everything else vanishes.
Yeah.
Savage.
It's hilarious.
That hurt a little bit. Nah, dude. It made me cry a little bit.
Y'all, but it makes me so happy. He's so funny. Okay. So we're going to run through those songs we played. First, we had Of Montreal, Everything Disappears When You Come Around, from their first album, Cherry Peel.
Which I loved that. That's one of my personal favorites, but I didn't put that on there. So thanks for choosing that.
No
that was
problem.
Like a beautiful, wonderful experience.
I just wanted to PSA, like, it's very different from all their other music, which I'm not a huge fan of, their other music, but it's so cool. It's just like this kind of like guitar pop weirdness album from like the early 90s. And it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Then your pick?
Yeah, then we heard So Sad, So Sad by Varsity, which I think actually the last show just played, which is fine because it's a perfect piece of music, so we can hear it 1,000 times.
I'm going to do a quick shout out. Jason. Jason loves Varsity. Hi, Jason.
Jason
thanks
loves
for listening.
Varsity?
Yeah.
Jason.
He was also a varsity swimmer. He's
Whoa.
An athletic boy. Yeah.
Dang. Nobody else listening knows that, so... Or him. So let's talk about another thing. Then we heard I'd Rather Go Blind by Etta James. That's one of my favorite songs. That's one of my favorite singers. She's just a spectacular person. She had that... Beyonce did a cover of that song at last a while ago for some movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a beautiful song.
That is, yeah.
This one is too.
Yeah. She's just talented and amazing. And I love everything about her. And one of her songs, like it was kind of like a really cool, like... progressive thing for the time where she like specifically she's talking about like this super handsome man at a bar, and she specifically like references the fact that he has like dark skin, and it's like one of the first examples of like black people being portrayed as like attractive in popular media, which I think is just like really cool and positive, and she like takes no crap from nobody. I love her. Etta James is a queen.
And then speaking of people who don't take crap from anybody, we had Father John Misty with The Night Josh Tillman Came to Our Apartment.
Yeah, and shout out to Erica Nork real quick, who just showed me that song for the first time, but you put it on. You have big feelings about Father John Misty.
Yeah, he was really, he's I think he's just like a very intelligent songwriter, and seeing him live was really, really fun. So we're going to get right into it next one, because this is a long talk break.
Yeah, yeah. We should say this is WMFO in Medford. We were supposed to say that at the beginning. Also, here's a quick little PSA. Stop the texts, stop the wrecks. PSA. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact one. A texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact two. Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact 3. Distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. And fact 4 is that this has been a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now this is Close to You by Frank Ocean. Love y'all.
I'll be honest, I wasn't devastated, but you could have held my hand through this, baby. And my mind right underneath wanted. Why am I preaching to this choir, to this atheist? Just like my versions of these belong to you. After a while, they're keeping me close.
I remember being tumbled around and not being able to get to the surface where the air was, and looking down and seeing my body spinning around in the white water.
Telling your heart.
We're back.
Oh man, that last one is one of my favorite songs of all, or like in terms of like songwriting and lyrics. It just like, oh, it breaks my heart every single time. That was called I Hope by Harmar Superstar, which was a cover of a Bobby Charles song, which he spoke on in my interview with him for Melisma Magazine. So, you know, go to melismamagazine.com, check out the interview I did with him, Harmar Superstar, on the comedy and everything. It was great. It was a wonderful experience. So that first song we heard was Close to You by Frank Ocean. That was a pick of yours.
Yeah, honestly would have played a different version had I had more time, but it's just kind of like a short version. It's a cover to Carpenter's song, which has been done many times by other artists, and none better than when Stevie Wonder randomly covered it just on the spot on a TV show with David Frost, I think, where he did it on Talkbox, and then that kind of has inspired all the R&B covers of it afterwards, which I think is really cool. Just this random like TV appearance has inspired a lot of other people.
Yeah.
And then we heard
Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino. That's his new track. After like the 2-minute mark, that song like makes me go into cardiac arrest.
I think it's awesome all the way through. All three parts. I mean, it's exciting, you know?
I don't know. I got mixed feelings about the beginning and the end, but the middle,
it's well made.
Yeah. The production quality is spectacular throughout.
Then we heard Hard Don't Stand a Chance, Anderson .Paak. Off his album Malibu. Very nice. And then we heard The Growlers.
Love Test, who I saw live at the Paradise Rock Club, and they were spectacular. They have great stage presence. They were dressed up in like weird matador suit things. I don't know. They were great. And they just came out with a new album, City Club, on Cult Records, produced by Julian Casablancas of The Strokes. Who also produced Harmar Superstar's the album that I Hope is off of, Best Summer Ever.
Good lead-in. Very nice.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't and now for something smooth? Completely different.
I think I might have just lied. He wrote a song for that album, but I don't think he produced the whole thing.
Regardless, for something completely different, everybody should check out Joe Biden memes. It's very funny.
Oh yeah, word. Yeah, Joe Biden memes are spectacular. Also, like we have like something like either 6 or 9 listeners right now. It's hard to tell from the little website that we're using, but like, if you're listening, you definitely know one of us. So shoot us a text, shoot us a Snapchat, shoot us a Facebook message, send us some love, make us feel good about ourselves, because it's 2:41 a.m. and we could use it. All right, now we're gonna get back into it. This is Peg by Steely Dan.
I'm a 50-year-old man. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Big debut. It's like a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, bum, bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam.
that you are the most beautiful girl in the room, in the whole wide room. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three good-looking girls on the street. Yeah, depending on the street. And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? How did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like this? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be a waitress.
Song so much. That's such a good song.
It's my first time ever hearing it too.
That was The Most Beautiful Girl, then in parentheses, in the room by Flight of the Conchords. I think that, in my opinion, that's a perfect piece of music. It's just, it's so, just there's not a wasted moment. Every note, every line, it's just perfect music. First off, we heard
Peg by Steely Dan, which makes me feel like a 50-year-old man, but also makes me feel like I'm simultaneously back in the late 70s. So that sounds good.
Fun fact, Charlie actually is a 50-year-old man, in case y'all didn't know.
I use some sort of very expensive cream to keep my face looking youthful. Actually gives me acne.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. Also makes you, I was about to do a stupid joke, but it's dumb and stupid and lame.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
We're on the radio. Shh, dang it.
We don't have very much time. We want to get to the
Okay,
songs.
Yeah, we're. Then we heard Mr. Sandman by the Cordettes. That's another perfect song. The male groups have done it. They're not nearly as good.
Then we heard Help Me by Joni Mitchell, was great. And then we heard the song we just talked about. Now we're going to go through our last songs. I'm going to talk about my song first, because it's before his. That's All I Ask is a good song. It's very beautiful and very meaningful and very intense and emotional.
By whom?
Nina Simone.
Real quick, we're Sasha and Charlie's Elucidation Station from WMFO in Medford. Then after the very, very last thing we're going to be hearing, I'll Be Seeing You by Billie Holiday, which is a very special song to me. I had a good friend a while ago who I haven't seen in a very long time, and every time I hear it, it makes me think of him. So he's definitely not listening, but I miss him a lot. So yeah, without further ado, this is That's All I'd Ask by Nina Simone.
Don't try to blow out the sound for me, baby. I'm not asking for what I know can't be. For the rest of your days, Daddy, just